thank God for that. Amen. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. So glad that we have a solid rock that we can stand on. As Pastor was talking early before the message, or before the service, or during the beginning of the service, when we were talking about battles and people needing prayer, God just laid this verse on my heart. I was just thinking of it, and it kind of ties in with my message, so I want to go ahead and start off with reading 2 Corinthians. If you turn with me, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I just want to read this verse, and it's encouraging to me. If you look at 2 Corinthians 10 and verse number 4, the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds." I thank God that He's equipped us with weapons, with things that we do battle. And, you know, sometimes you just get discouraged, and I'm in the flesh, you know. So earlier this week, I was just thinking of things, and it was a little discouraging, things that we face and things that our church is facing. And but it's the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God that can just remind you, you're not alone. You're not alone. And the message that He's given me tonight is one that I sort of talked about this in one of our staff meetings several months back, and as I was looking over this, God just kind of built on it. And I want to give this message tonight for two reasons. One, as a warning, but also as an encouragement. And if you notice my points I'm going to give, you'll see the difference. But a warning, because sometimes when we face things through life, when we go through battles, we turn to the wrong resources. God's given us resources, and we turn to the wrong ones, and God's given us a warning. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 31. Isaiah chapter 31, I'm going to read verse number 1. And you'll see from the very first word, this is a warning. Bible says, Isaiah chapter 31, verse number 1, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord." This is a warning. And sad to say, as Christians, sometimes we do this. We look to resources of Egypt in place of God. Now, God's given us different things as tools. We're in this world, and everything that God's given us is the tools of this world that are money. That's tools of the world, but we can use it for God. This is things that God's given us that we can use as tools, but when we depend on them. So I have my point number one, which is the warning, is do not depend on the resources of Egypt. Do not depend as Christians, as children of God, do not depend on the resources of Egypt. I didn't say you can't use them. Again, these are tools. When we think of, he mentions horses, he mentions chariots, he mentions horsemen, and I think of these things. I think the horses represent strength, and I think the horseman represents power, and chariots represent the protection. These are things, the tools that God can give us to use for His purpose. Again, I mentioned a wealth. The money, all of us, we use that. Who in here doesn't use that? You got to pay your bills. You got to go to the grocery stores. These are tools that God gives us to use, but so many people put their trust in it. They put their trust in that above God, to where money can control them. They rely on it, and that's where they go to for help, and that's where they go to get their strength. They go to Egypt. They go down to Egypt, and God gave a warning here, and it happens oftentimes in the Bible. But if you think about it, it's probably happened in your life more than once. I know it's happened in mine, to where I would trust in things of this world, trust in things instead of putting my faith in God, obeying His word, and just trusting that He's going to do what He said He's going to do. Has God ever not done what He said He's going to do? It's never happened, but so often, because we're in the flesh, and because of our doubt, because of sometimes our pride, there's things that we want things that we can grasp, things that we can hold on to. We put our trust in those things. You know, again, there's nothing wrong with using the tools that God's given us, but when we trust in them, the problem, the error comes when we trust in those things rather than God. You know, the stock market, that's a tool. Is there anything wrong with investing? No. But so many people have their trust in that if the stock market was to go down, all their trust is in that. And it happened in history. What happened? People committed suicide. Why? Because their trust and what they had their faith in collapsed. Well, as the song was just saying, God's not going to change. You can stand upon God. You can stand on those things. Doctors, those are tools. We think of people that night that we mentioned in prayer requests, and people that we're praying for that are going through health issues, and we use doctors. Thank God for doctors, good doctors and good physicians that can help. But do you put your faith in them instead of God? Employment. Well, I got a good paying job, a good job. Thank God. Use it. Use it for God's glory. But do you put your faith in that above God, to the point of your job comes before God? So many people do. So many people would put their job before God. Maybe you have. And they remember the warning. Woe to them. I want you to go with me to Psalms. I need to read this, Psalms chapter number 20. Some people put their trust and their faith in their health. I'm strong and healthy. That can change in a moment. We need to trust in God. Psalm chapter 20 says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the Lord, or the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifices, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." Verse number 7, here's my key verse. "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call." May that be what we say about us. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we, God's people, God's children, we will remember the name of the Lord our God. That's what we trust in. When the stock market crashes, hey, God's still on the throne. When our health goes down, hey, God's still on the throne. when employment is rough, hey, God is still on the throne. And we know that when we mentioned promises Sunday night, didn't someone quote the verse of, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've yet to see God's children forsaken or seed begging bread? The righteous forsaken or seed begging bread? God provides, and he's promised to. As a child, we would sing the song of Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. What things? What to eat, what to wear, what to drink. Those things that God says, the things you have need of. I know you have need of them. And he says, all these things shall be added unto you. Why? Because God takes care of his children. God's going to provide, and we can depend upon God. He's never going to change. So I said, number one, do not depend on the resources of Egypt. Number two, do not despair because of the resources of Egypt. What do you mean by that? We have an enemy. This world is not no friend of us. And sometimes we have a task to do, and sometimes we face giants, and sometimes we face things that seem impossible to us. And to us, yeah, but to God, nothing is impossible. Turn with me to Joshua chapter number 16. Because if you get point number one down where you depend upon God instead of the resources of this world, then you won't worry when the world has those resources against you. And this is where it goes into where I brought to one of our staff meetings, Joshua chapter number 16. This is when the children of Israel had entered into the promised land, and they started dividing up the promised land into lots to give to the children of Israel. And so each family got different lots and got different portions, and they were told to go claim it. That's your land, to go claim it. You had to drive out the enemies. You had to defeat them, and that's your land. And chapter 16, verse number 1 says, a lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho unto the water of Jericho on the east to the wilderness that goeth up to Jericho throughout Mount Bethel. And so we're talking here about this group of people, the children of Joseph. And you look in verse number 4, says the children of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim took their inheritance. And then we go down to chapter number 17, and you see they come to with a problem. They come to Joshua with a problem in verse number 14 of chapter number 17. It says, the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, what hast thou, or why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people, for as much as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto? And Joshua answered them, if thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. And the children of Joseph said, the hill is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are in Bethshean and her towns, and they who are in the valley of Jezreel. They said, we have a problem. And they came to Joshua with the problem. Joshua said, okay, then you take this area. You do have a problem. You're a great people. You have a lot of people. So take the wood country. You got to go up in the mountain and go down at the place of the giants, and you take it. Cut down for thyself and build there. And they said, well, we can't just be up in the mountain because it's not big enough for us. So to go down in the valley, those people have iron chariots. What are we going to do against them? Do not despair because of the resources of Egypt. The world, they trust in these things. But we know that an iron chariot to God is nothing. We know that a giant to God is nothing. But so often when we face these things, we think, well, what do we do? What do we do? He said in verse number 17, Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph and to Ephraim, to Manasseh, saying, thou art a great people and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. Don't look at the iron chariots. Look at your resource. What's our resource? The God of heaven, the Holy One of Israel. God gave that warning to those people. You go to the chariots and you go to the horsemen and you trust in these things. Woe to you, because you didn't go to God. You didn't seek the Lord. But we can. And when we face the people that had the iron chariots, when we face the people that had the resources, when we face obstacles and giants in our way, God's still there. God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Go, take it. I'm not going to hand it to you. We would like that, wouldn't we? We would like the God to just hand us all every bit of our needs on a silver platter. God, we need this. God sometimes says, go get it. Go work for it. Get your sword. Go fight. I'm with you. Well, they got iron chariots. So what? It's impossible, is it? With you it is, but with God, no, it's not. No, it's not. We are facing battles. We're facing things. We're facing obstacles. There's things that we don't have an answer to, and we pray and we pray and we pray, and we want God to just give us the answer. Sometimes God says, pick up your sword. Pick up that sling. Grab a couple rocks. He could have made Goliath just drop dead right there. But God says, I want you to work for it. Go get it. We talked about how God's answered prayer after prayer after prayer, but God wants us to do that. God wants us to come to him and pray and pray and weep and beg and fast and then see God come through with a miracle. But we got to put in the work. And don't fret. Don't worry about those iron chariots. Don't worry about the resources of Egypt. Don't despair because of those. Don't get discouraged. We want God to hand it to us on a silver platter, but sometimes God just hands us a shovel. Said, I'll give it to you. It's yours. He told him, cut it down. He didn't give it to you. He said, you know, cut the trees down. Here's an axe. Go get it. We'd like God to defeat all our enemies before they rise up against us, where we never have a battle. But then where will we learn to trust in God? It's through those battles. It's through those victories that make us stronger. When our faith comes through and we see God come through and answer our prayer and our faith gets strengthened. Amen. We would love God to just hand us a church building across the street. There it is. We'd love that. But I think we're going to be so much more thankful when we put in the work and we sacrifice and people give sacrificially and we see God do miracle after miracle and answer prayer after prayer. And when we look at that building then, it'll mean so much more. Amen. It'll be victories won, battles that were fought, an army of God that was strengthened. Because there was iron chariots across the way, but God said, go get it. Take your axe and go get it. It's yours. He says right there, that's going to be yours. You're going to drive them out. Though they have iron chariots and though they're strong, don't worry. Trust him. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.